السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness who has sent the messengers, His own messengers, to guide humanity from ignorance to his wisdom. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal and the final of all these messengers of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the souls of his house and his descendants, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about some meanings of as-sujood in the Holy Quran. As-sujood, in English, prostration. When Muslims put their forehead, the most honorable place on the human body, on the floor on earth. And non-Muslims would see that and wonder, why are Muslims doing that? Inshallah, God willing, I'll be going through this khutbah, through some ayahs that would explain the meanings. And even some of us may never have thought about it. Well, as a believer and a Muslim is thinker. We are ordered, we are commanded to think about everything we do. We don't just do things for goodness sake, and it's great, but also you need to think about it. The first meaning that the Holy Quran is telling us, it's really submission. The word Islam itself is submission. And as sujood, prostration becomes the ultimate expression of submission to Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness, to the Creator. We show, we submit our will to Him, and it's humility. It's reminding us every time we make sujood that we should be humble. We are finite. We have shortcomings. We are not perfect, and therefore we humble ourselves before Allah Azza wa Jal. We do that 34 times if we are limited to the fariḍa, to the required rak'ahs. We make 17 rak'ah a day, five times, divided into five times, times two, because every rak'ah has two sujoods, two prostrations. We do it 34 times. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enabling you and blessing you, and you do the sunnah, another 30 rak'ah times 2 is 60, total 94 sujoods a day. In all of this, we are saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, praise to Allah, to my Lord, in His Highness, or the High. It's continuous recognition that we submit our will to Him in His Highness. What can you find a better way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognizing Him? That's the meaning of sujood, spiritually speaking. But like in every movement in the prayer, there are direct benefits to the human body. In everything we do in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants our benefit directly in this earth before our rewards in the hereafter. And like we do standing and kneeling and sitting, we do sujood, prostration, to benefit the various muscles of the body, to benefit the veins. In the case of sujood, pushing more blood to the brain. You cannot have that in any other activity during the day. We are sitting on chairs or standing, working with our hands or our legs. But the only time you would push more blood to your brain is when you make sujood. And I read some scholars even research it, and they found that it also releases accumulated electromagnetic charges in the brain. The brain is the biggest muscle in the human body, and it works hard. And it, during the process of working hard, it creates charges of electromagnetic charges. And it needs closeness and connection to Earth in order to release that. Some researchers have argued this way. Wallahu a'lam. But there are benefits, physical benefits, but the most important benefit is the spiritual one. The recognition that we are not tyrant and we are humbling ourselves before our Creator. So when we face problems, when we face difficulties, when things are going not the way we want them to go, we just say, we are worshiping you, O Allah. And we are before you, so carry this on us or help us in what we are doing. Find us the way. Show us the way. You are our protector. You are our guardian. عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عليك بكثرة السجود فإنك لن تسجد لله سجدة إلا رفعك الله بها درجة وحط بها عنك خطيئة. Companion ثوبان, may Allah be pleased with him, said he heard the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, saying, make as many sujoods as possible. I just mentioned if you make the essential sujoods, 34 of them. If you make them total, 94. It's up to us. Compete in that. The more you do, the better for you. How is that? The Prophet ﷺ speaking. Every time you make sujood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your rank. Because sujood is, you are humbling, you are putting your forehead on the floor, on earth, making yourself as low as possible. The contrast, Allah is making you as high as possible. And in every sujood, your sins are removed also. And in another hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد فأكثر الدعاء. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the companion of the Prophet, said, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, the worshipper is closest to his Lord when he is making sujood, prostration. Exploit that, utilize that by making more dua, calling on Allah. That's your best bet. You are closest to him. You are praising him in his highness. You are closest to him. Utilize that. Make use of it by making as much dua as you can. In Surah Al-Rahman, we recite, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن, خلق الإنسان, علمه البيان, الشمس والقمر بحسبان, والنجم والشجر يسجدان, والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان, ألا تطغوا في الميزان. صدق الله العظيم. Allah, praise to him, says, Ar-Rahman, the beneficent, the compassionate, the merciful, Allah taught you human beings, taught you the Quran. He created the human being and taught him how to understand. And the sun and the moon are calculated in their floating, in their orbit. And the star and the trees are making sujood. And that's why I brought these ayats. وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. The stars and the trees prostrate to Allah. And the heavens, he lifted and he put a scale. So you human beings, pay attention to the scale, to the balance, and do it in your life. Going back to the ayah, verse 6 of Surah Al-Rahman, this is chapter 55, which says, النجم والشجر يسجدان, the stars and the trees make sujood. And the scholars of Islam, more than 1,000 years ago, interpreted that, and we have several interpretations. I just said sujood is recognition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Submission. How do stars submit? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the scale, the balance among stars and between stars and their planets orbiting them. Every star is orbiting the center of its galaxy, including our star, the sun. And all the planets around every sun are also orbiting the sun in a perfect balanced system. That's the scale, the balance. So they make sujood by their obedience, by their submission. They are not going right or left, up or down. Every star in its orbit, every planet is in its orbit. And that's making sujood, submission to the Creator. How do trees make sujood? Sujood here, obedience. Sujood here, submission. Just like the suns and the planets, everyone is going to its orbit from beginning to end. The plants also have a beginning, a seed. And it grows to a stem, leaves, flowers, fruits, and at the end what? Seeds again. Complete orbit, complete circle. That's sujood. So, and he lifted the heavens in a specific, perfect scale, balance between galaxies or between suns in the same galaxies or between the planets and the suns. So, you humans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in these verses, think about that and observe the balance in your behavior. I told you, he's saying, I told you my commands, what to do and what not to do. Observe that, and that's also sujood. In Surah Fussilat, chapter 41, verse 11 of the Holy Quran, يَقُولُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين أو طائعين. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the creations of the universe and he lifted himself up above the heavens and it was smoke. And he told the heavens and the earth, come to my worship, whether you like it in obedience or you don't like it in disobedience. You are going to live by my rules. I put the scale. And they said, we are coming, we are observing voluntarily. In obedience. This is also a form of sujood, obedience. In Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 15, يقول الله عز وجل ولله يسجد ما في من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وظلالهم بالغدو والآصال. For Allah, all those who are in heavens and earth make sujood. Sujood here, obedience, submission. Whether they like it or they don't like it. He has set the rules and you are not going to disobey these rules. You are not going to penetrate the planet deep on earth by your feet. And you are not going to become like mountains. There are rules of gravity, he put them. Even the most tyrant on earth, they still are going to die, they will get sick. It's a rule, he's finite, they are mortals. And in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Haven't you seen that those on heavens and earth make sujood to Allah, meaning are submitting to Allah, whether they like it or not, they are going to submit to His rules, to His laws. Not only those, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومِ, the sun, the moon, and the stars, وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابِ, the mountains, the trees, and animals, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, and many among people. And I want you to observe this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about all His creations, like heavens and earth and mountains, stars and moon, trees, all of them are in submission to Allah according to their obedience or their commitment or their working according to His laws. But when He mentions the humans, He says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, and many among people are making sujood, meaning are obedient, are in submission. Why is that? Because He obligated Himself, praise to Him, to give us the choice. He did not give a choice to the mountains or to the trees. You can grow or you will not grow. No. If there is water and sunlight and air, the seed is going to grow. It's a law. For humans, and it's the eternal story that we always need to remember, that we have a choice. That's the ultimate bet between Allah Azza wa Jal, praise to Him, and Shaytan alayhi la'natullah. Allah, praise to Him, said, these are good people. I know there is goodness in them. And I bet on that. By choice, they are going to worship me. And Shaytan alayhi la'natullah said, no, I'll prove to you that they are not worth of that. Therefore, كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, many people are going to worship Allah in submission, in acceptance, طَوْعًا وَرْكَرْهًا. But وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ, but many also are going to be punished for rejecting Allah, the Creator, the Beneficent, the Merciful, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And in Surah Al-A'raf, Chapter 7, verse 206, يقول عز وجل, إن الذين عند ربك لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ويسبحونه وله يسجدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about His inner circle of angels, the senior angels. So when He decided to give us the honor of connection with Him, He told them, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, I'm going to have a deputy for me on earth. I am trusting this species of human beings. So He's talking about them in this verse. Those who are close to your Lord, He's telling us, لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ, they are not disdaining, they are not arrogant to worship Him. وَيُسَبِّحُونَهُ, and they praise Him. Like we say in our sujood, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى, praise to my Lord who is high, or in His Highness. وَلَهُ يَسْجُدُونَ, and they make sujood for Him. These, the most senior angels, creatures Allah has ever created, also, they are not arrogant, they are not abstaining from worshiping Him, and particularly the ultimate expression of submission to Allah, sujood, and they do that. And in Surah Al-Isra, يقول الله عز وجل تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن. Allah prays to him in heavens, in the seventh heavens, seven heavens, and in earth. Whoever is in them, so the heavens and earth, and whoever are in them, are making tasbih to Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And there is nothing unless it praises Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you humans don't know how they make their tasbih, their praise of Allah. Here is a reference to the tree. Here is a reference to the mountain. Here is a reference to birds. Here is a reference to animals. All of them make tasbih. All of them praise Allah Azza wa Jal. But we are limited in our capabilities. We still don't know how they do that. With all our arrogance in science and technology, we think we have it all. We still don't know how to communicate in language, really. When we some experiments brought by psychologists and zoologists on chimpanzees, we teach them our communication. We teach them signals, for example. It's very well known. When we deal with dolphins also, we teach them how we can signal to them. But we don't know their own communication among each other. And we're not the only ones, Muslims, who are making sujood. The mu'mineen, the believers before us, did that. And so many ayat in the Holy Quran, and especially our brothers and sisters in the Christian faith, they are surprised about Muslims making prostration sujood. Well, early Christians did that. Let them just go back to their verses in their New Testament or in the Old Testament, and you will find evidence that there were circumstances in which the good men and women did prostration, sujood. This is mentioned in Ali Umran, chapter 3, verse 43. Ya Maryam aqnuti li rabbiki wasjudi warka'i ma'a raki'in. O Maryam, the mother of Sayyidina Isa, Christ, peace be to him, peace be to her. Allah is telling us, O Maryam, be pious and make sujood, prostrate, and kneel down in your prayer with those who pray. It's not only she kneeled down for prayers. He said, Ma'a raki'in, and there were people who are doing that. And these are the Israelites. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is one of them. So, according, and he preached the Old Testament to them in a new way. So, whether what's called Jews or Christians, the early ones, the pious ones, the righteous one, made sujood, made prostration, and they knelt down in their prayers. And even earlier than that, in the story about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in Egypt, the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, they were believers and they made sujood and they knew sujood. In Surah Taha, this is chapter 20, verse 70, Allah, praise to him, says, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. The magicians, Egyptian magicians, when they knew that this is really true messenger of Allah, it's not a magician, just anyone, they announced that they believe in his Lord and made sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. So may Allah make us among those who rejoice in worshipping him. And may Allah make us among those whose dua is accepted when we make sujood. and call him. He is very close to you, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم اللهم أنزل رحمتك وسلامك على الأرض كلها وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا واعتدوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.